Kansas City Redhawks. We are going from our sponsors. We'll come back. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game. You're listening to High School Hoops Game of the Week on Cruise 102.1.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night. You'll save mucho dinero with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night, with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for $8.20.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker,
body shop manager at Moore Shoreline.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need a switch to the talk of the farm.
Can you believe it? Farm Cellular has been serving the farm area for 20 years. Now that's something to celebrate. To kick off Farm Cellular's 20th anniversary, you can now buy one cell phone and get a second one for only $20. For example, get the new Samsung Profile for $79 and get a second one for just
$20. You love Farm
Cellular! Mix and match from a great selection of cell phones. Not only that, you'll receive 20% off all the accessories for your new cell phone. Terms of service apply. So help us celebrate 20 years of dependable cellular service in the Thumb. See your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. And discover why, for the past 20 years, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
We're back here at Kansas City High School. Mary Lee Shock, Sue Schrader with Cruise 102 Game of the Week, where the Lakers held on to get their second Greater Thumb Conference win here, Coach, by a score of 46-42. Kansas City made a good push there in the second half to make this into a bargain.
Yeah, and you're very close. You had 48-45 as the final for this game.
You know,
congrats on that.
I want to edge on you, though. I've seen Lakers play a few times this year, and I knew they had it in them, and I knew they could do it, and it's a great win. I mean, they only lost by one the other night to Harbor Beach. You know, they're trying to make a statement. This game didn't turn out to be as fast-paced as we wanted, but you know what? Maybe both teams are working on tempo. You know, you look to see who they're matching up with in districts. Kansas City has Ubley. You know, they're going to want to control the tempo of that game and not let Ubley get out there and run. And, of course, Kansas City has Bad Axe, and Bad Axe likes to get out and run a little bit. So,
I'll tell you what, as hard as Coach Majewski was working on the sideline over there, the relief on his face when the buzzer sounded and they won. I mean, he was working very hard to get his kids to keep a hold of that lead, because they did have a big lead.
Yes, they did. And you know, we finally saw some emotion out of Kansas City. In the first half, they just didn't have any emotion. Like, they didn't really want to be playing this game. And it was almost like they come off of a break, spring break or something, or were on spring break. But they definitely came out in the second half and played much better with a lot more intensity. And that was good to see, and it was good on their part to get back into it. But, you know, it's tough. They come out a week ago, and they were ready to be contending for the Greater Thumb West, to have bam, 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 three losses, make-up game in there, which, you know, that really throws you off course, a game every other night. You had snow days in there, you had weather, you know.
And, you know, if you compound it with it's Lakers they're struggling, and maybe in their heads they got some type of a relaxed attitude about who they were playing.
Yep. And you know, Lakers is a lot better than their record. Laker moves to 4-13 overall, 2-7 in the conference. Unfortunately for Kansas City, they fall below 500 now. They fall to 4-5 in the Greater Sun West and 8-9 overall. You got some stats for us there for scores.
I do. For the guest, Brody Lawrence had 13. Chase Bolger with 6. Tim Warrick with 7. Nathan Crone, 7. And Zwimmer with 13. For the Red Hawks, Orban with 2, Barney with 6, Brown with 2, Dunnick with 13, Hedder with a team high of 15, Zaleski with 2, and Erla with 2.
And we have no report yet on the Bay City All Saints USA game to see if Bay City has got a share of the title yet. There's definitely a good rematch going on over there.
Yeah.
But for Lakers, they move on to play Bay City All Saints. They host them on Friday, and I'm sure they'd love to throw a monkey wrench into that. And they're tough at home, and then they move on to play Vassar at home. And then Lakers travels to Reese. And so Reese is still in contention here. Reese needs some help. And then on the other side, we've got Kansas City at Vassar on Friday night. Reese at Kansas City. And then another good rival to finish up the season at Kansas City at Dyack. There's all these two teams. All these teams are getting ready for districts. So it's going to be an interesting matchup here to see just when and where basically All Saints can hang on to win that title. Or if some of the other counterparts here in the Greater Sun West can help out Reese and keep Bay City All Saints from picking up that win. All Saints need one win, and Reese just needs to lose to get a piece of that title or to keep them right out of there. So, but I don't see that happening. Bay City All Saints is on a roll.
When was the last time they won?
The last time Bay City All Saints won, you know what, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll have that answer for you when we come back.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement? Life insurance is a subject that most people are not comfortable discussing. However, protecting your assets and providing financial security for your family's future should be your number one goal. Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach in Ubley can do a family needs analysis to determine exactly what your needs might be, like how much life insurance is needed, is term or permanent life insurance right for you and your family, or if you can provide protection on the coverage you currently have. If death or disability occurs, will you have enough money to provide for the expenses that may occur?
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance Agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life easier.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
We're back here. You're listening to the game of the week on Cruise 102.1. Mary Lee Shock, Sue Schrader, bringing you the game. Thank you to everybody for listening in tonight. Of course, the up in Pigeon Bayport. Lakers picks up a win over Kansas City Redhawks. And we were just talking, you asked me before we went off the air there, Marty, when is the last